Michael, could I offer a slightly different take or an addition to what you've just commented on in answer to that question?
This is Bill Barrett from Asia Pacific Aerospace Consultants in Sydney.
Yeah, the one other factor that I would point to, in addition to all those that you outlined, is that the very nature of space has changed over the last decade. You know, initially it was effectively a science project. It was actually, what can we do there? Can we actually get there? Can we actually send a rocket into space? Can we actually build a satellite? This is not Australia. This is just globally. Can we actually put people in space? And for the larger, you know, really when you look at the 60s and the 70s, that's largely what the space exercise was all about globally. It was, how do we explore this new environment? What can we actually do there? Well, first of all, can we achieve it? Can we actually get there? In the 80s, it started shifting a little bit. Yes, we know we can get there, but what else could we do with it? So a lot of experiments started taking place in the 80s, a phase that I call the experimentation phase of space. But the major shift has happened in the, literally in the last 15 or so years, where the environment was well understood, the ways to get there, the ways to build things, to operate in space was well understood. People then began to look at what can actually be done with this stuff. And from that time, which I pinpoint starting about the late 90s, space has become so pervasive, so useful in a wide variety of things that we do down here, that it has become an essential element of infrastructure for any modern economy. And so you just look around at all the communication services we get via space. You look around at the Earth observation elements that are used in everyday things like mining and agriculture. You look at the way, and in construction, you look at the way that everybody uses GPS these days in you know, the local navigation and getting around towns and with things like Google Earth and Google Maps. So all of a sudden, the products of space have embedded themselves into the modern fabric of society. And that makes space an essential infrastructure. So it's no longer this science experiment, which often costs millions of dollars. You've got real practical reasons why you as a nation need to have A, knowledge of space, and B, the way to gain access to the products of space for your well-being, for the country's well-being. And then that touches into the national security side as well. So over the last 15 years, there's been this massive transformation of space. And as the commercial sector has recognized, gee, we can really make a dollar out of this, all sorts of new ideas have come up, some of which have really reduced the cost to get to space. So the entire small sat revolution, you can actually do some really good science or some really good communications. You can build a business off small satellites. You no longer need the $300 million to get a satellite into orbit. In some cases, you can get by with much less. So that has, in addition to the need, the direct perceived need, you also have companies saying, I can actually get into this game. The barriers to entry are nothing like what they used to be. All of those things come together where space as an underlying essential piece of infrastructure for the modern economy, the fact that national governments need to ensure that they have access to spectrum, access to Earth observation data, access to GNSS positioning data, and the fact that sometimes you can do some of this stuff with far lower budgets than in the past, have really transformed what has happened in the space sector. And for those of you who haven't heard this before, the commercial space sector has grown 13.5% in compound annual growth over the last 15 years. That's a bigger growth rate than the Chinese economy during that same period. So all of this portends to any modern nation absolutely must have people who understand space, access to the right aspects of space, and ways to innovate their industry to actually partake of that for the national good. And that is why it's such a massive change to the way these arguments have been run in the past. Now, we still need, as Chris and others have pointed out, we still need to get the government to recognize it quite that way. But ultimately, that's the current reality of what's happening in space.
Thank you. Bill, very well said.